Mostly I played in a log cabin, and some I went down at Missy's Sandbox, and I rode bikes around the triangle with Melinda once, and I went to McDonald's today, I didn't go there. I went to another place that where Mama grabs groceries, but I forgot what it is.
Well, that was nice, Maureen. Can you give it to Melinda Jean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Melinda Jean. Melinda Jean, could you tell us about your camping and about your hike yesterday? How far did you go?
10 miles.
10 miles for a little boo-loo girl. That was mighty long ways. How many little boo-loo girls did you have, little boo-loo?
36.
36. And one dropped out, you say?
Three
dropped out. Well, that was a good trip. What else you gonna tell us about your trip?
Well, there was this empty log, and the leaders went through, and about halfway through, some girl stepped on it, and 7 girls got stung by bees, or more than that, I think, but at least I know 7 got stung by bees, and one of them was allergic to bee stings.
What did it do?
Nothing happened. It might not have been that kind of bee. Those bees were yellow jackets, and she didn't, I don't think she was stung very bad.
So what happened?
So this is Leonard.
This is Leonard. And I woke up this morning, and I read some of the Reader's Digest, and then I read some of my scout book, and then we went to the store, and we ate at McDonald's, and we came home, and I played some Monopoly with Martin, and then I worked on the log cabin, and I rode my unicycle some, and then Dad came home, and I was playing pitch with Martin. Cool. Is that what you did?
Oh, well, today I went to work and worked on some TVs and radios. I didn't get to fix hardly much today. Not as much as I usually do.
You work at where, Colin?
Slaughter's TV service.
Uh-huh. That's good. I'm going to let your mama interview you here a little bit.
No, I don't do.
You never do, Mama.
I don't know what to say.
You don't giggle a little bit. You can always giggle.
Well.
I asked
Mama
some questions,
Colin. Well, Mama, what did you do today?
Well, I went to Big Star with Maureen, Leonard, Melinda, and Kyle, and then it's about dinner time, so we went to McDonald's and got a hamburger and French fries, and then we came home, put our groceries away, had to go get Melinda at day camp, and we had to wait about half an hour out in the hot sun while they had some kind of a play, and she said, "Mom, be sure and don't be late." Went down there and waited in the woods. And we finally got home about 4 o'clock.
What'd you do tonight? Did you go down to the garden?
Yeah, me and the kids picked green beans.
Got a half a pail?
Squash.
No, about one bunch. Enough for one mess of beans.
And some squash.
And 3 little baby squashes.
Well, you think we can have the stuff for supper tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess we'll have supper.
Okay. Well, Dad, you want to say anything?
Well, it's just about time for 4 little children. Baby Kyle's already gone to bed. And today, Leonard wants me to tell what I did. I got up and called Jack McLean, see if I could ride to work with him. He wasn't going to work. So Mama took me up and I caught the bus. Greyhound bus and rode into Atlanta, Georgia, and got off at the corner of Cortland and Apostle Leon and walked on down to the Hartford building with my friend Leland Byers, and we stopped at the Imperial Hotel and got a cup of coffee, and then walked on down to the Hartford building. I got home this evening, and Leonard and Martin's pitching ball out in the street. I told him he shouldn't be out there at 5 o'clock in the street, so they got out, and then we had supper, and went out and dug a little bit in the garden. And what kind of house?
Our house.
Oh, the house smelled like a country house today. We had pork chops, and let's see, what else we have for supper? Cornbread, corn on the cob, and string beans, I believe it was. It really was good tonight. Good supper, and baked potatoes. Those baked new potatoes, I love them. I guess better cut it off, Coke.